Frazier, J-Mac, and Fro.
Listen to the right dudes right now.
HoodHype.com.
If you ain't here, you ain't nowhere. HoodHype.com, nigga.
Man, how are you going to say the N-word when it's just a white guy in the building?
Damn.
What up, everybody? It's J-Mac, filling in for Fro, Major, and myself. Sitting here, running solo today. This is what we're going to do, is we're going to start doing a special new type of podcast thing. What we're going to do is we're going to start filling in the off weeks. We've been doing a show every 2 weeks. On the off weeks, either myself or if Major or Fro want to get in on it, we're going to do solo show. And just spin a lot of music, because we've been getting so much music that we got to do something to fill in the weeks, the off weeks. So since everything's kind of messed up, Major's kind of out, there's some stuff going on with him. Fro's got stuff going on this week. So what we're going to do is we're going to kick it off with doing one of these episodes this week. And then maybe next week, me and Fro will come back. I'm not sure when Major's due back. We'll fill you in on that later. I don't have all the details on it yet, but we will keep you posted on everything. So this is what we're going to be doing. It's going to be a lot of music, a lot less talk for these in-between episodes. We're going to kick out some more content. We got a lot more music, man. We got so much music, man. Yeah, so hopefully Fro will be back next week. Shout-outs. I got some Facebook shout-outs. Shouts to T. Sykes, Dimitri Kabanov, and David Hughes. I don't know how to say your name, buddy. Twitter shout-outs for Sound Scrapper and Funk Volume. Shouts to them. Shouts to everybody in the chat. Saw Hip Hop Hype in there. I wasn't going to put this up on... I wasn't going to put this up on Ustream, but fuck it. This is just something that I'm going to be recording, and I'll just throw it on Ustream while I record it. So screw it. Anyway, so got a very little bit of content today. We're going to do mostly music. It might be a half-hour show total, so it shouldn't be a big deal. What we're going to do is we're going to kick it off with a little bit of Guilty Simpson. The name of the song is Rob. This is off the Ghettodes album. It's a free album. Google it, man. Google Guilty Simpson free album. You'll find it. It's called Ghettodes. The name of the song is called Rob. Let's see how you like this one. What up, Detroit?
Real, man. I got that thing, man, I'll never be broke. Real. This motherfucker's all around here eating good. God forbid if I got a strong arm to take something from one of these niggas, but if I got to, what the fuck I'ma do? Real. My loot's like Dave Chappelle. Funny as hell, money is frail. Pockets on E, and a broke ass nigga I'm not gonna be. That's why I keep a Glock on me. You ain't gotta believe I pop a gun, but when I'm roaming in your residence, cocking one, you better give me that.
Give me that.
Said, give me that.
Give me that.
Can't stop when I come like a Jimmy hat.
Jimmy hat.
Word on the streets is you make a good knock, and I don't give a fuck about a neighborhood watch. I'm coming in your pet shop, pass the word.
Pet shop.
Yeah, fam, they get cash for birds.
Oh.
And I'm near, take that cheese.
Uh-huh.
I got manners to still say please. Please tell me all you know. I want cocaine, weed, ice, and all you don't. Now where at? If my stomach's growling, catch me at your next function prowling. Something like a player's ball, but in the background I play the wall. Everybody all drunk and messed up. Motherfuckers looking all clean and dressed up. Niggas got cash for show, cause everywhere I look a nigga flashing dope. Trying to get attention from a nasty hoe. Perfect victims for my grab and go. And when they leave, that's my cue.
Yeah.
I don't give a fuck, I robbed a bitch too.
Yeah.
Creeping on your Cadillac truck. If you wanna live, get your Cadillac up. And I mean quick and fast. Soon as I get the cash, I hit the gas. Good bully nigga. Get 'em.
drugs and candy.
Two, three,
four.
Excellent features without speech. Left West Coast raising, relocated Southeast. East, East, Georgia, more precise. Now every week I'm in a beach. They got me feeling like James. Brains, the prefix, no role. My peoples is thorough. Society a barrel for the barrios. The barrels got the shoddy with the barrels. Make you body them and bury them. Oh, man.
One, two, three, four.
Excellent features without speech. Left West Coast raising, relocated Southeast. East, East, Georgia more precise. Now every week I'm in a beach. They got me feeling like James. Brains, the prefix, no role. My peoples is thorough. Society apparel for the barrios. The barrels got the shoddy with the barrels. Make you body them and bury them. Oh man. God saying, God me, I.E. You ready, man? We done missed too much paper. I paint pictures on the canvas of Chuck Taylor's. Thus made a mural from zero to hero. Live in stereo, land in Ontario. Lose your lunch out, me throw it up, W's and such. What? Your man flew in bad influence, but don't come round, this is influenza. Fuck crews and friends up, ruthless. Dino toothpick keeps spitting like mucus. He's on my mind, my skin's green. Poisons and toxins, it's just greed. Converse with heathens and talk sins. Silence when I walk in, they ain't never talk sins. But maybe we could talk sense into them. Instead I like about diamonds and talking bitches to them. I know about culture, fashion and couture. Difference in myth and legends, fantasies and folklore. More raw than vegan, so odd I'm even leaving on this ball. Sleazy.
As usual, I'm not used to working majors board here, so pause. Man. So real quick, I wanted to touch on something real quick. Pause on that, too. Drake dropped an album, Thank Me Later. And I was reading an article on KevinNottingham.com, and they wrote an article said that our fans selling out. And they basically said, you know, anything that receives radio play is pretty much exiled from the underground community. Once an artist, like when it's indie, when it's bubbling, the internet starts bubbling about it, and all the underground fans start getting into it. But as soon as they pop off, people turn their heads and start hating. This guy, John Garcia from Kevin Nottingham, I mean, I don't know. I disagree with the writer. He said when B.O.B. first came out, the internet was in a frenzy, but when he put out a radio hit, fans started to turn away. And so the whole thing of the whole article was basically that, you know, these people start bubbling, but the second everybody starts popping off, the hatred begins. And I disagree, man. Hugely. And I'll tell you why. It's not the fact that they get radio play. It's not the fact that they're selling albums. It's not the fact that they're on a major label. It has nothing to do with that. The problem I have as an underground music fan, when an artist is independent, they get tired of being independent. They get tired of being underground. And what they do is they change their whole fucking style to accommodate the masses and to make a few bucks, which is understandable, man. Get your money. But don't get mad at me if I was a fan of you in the underground and then you change your shit up and expect me to still be a fan. I'm sorry, man. This is the way it is. As an independent underground music fan, that's what I do. I change my mind if somebody flips their whole style and starts going the mainstream thing. A perfect example is B.O.B. because I've been a huge fan of B.O.B. since the very beginning. And then the single he puts out on the radio is like something completely different than what I heard on his mixtapes. It's just, I don't hate him. It's just not my thing. And speaking of which, the Drake album is all right. If you expect it to be a hip hop album, don't bother getting it. I'm glad I didn't pay money for it. I didn't pay any money for it, and I'm glad I didn't because I was expecting hip hop, and it's pretty much R&B. If you like R&B music, cop the Drake album. There's some baby-making tracks on that bitch, too, man. But if you like underground music, tune in here, because we got it.
I would like to make a few comments concerning the difference between the Black Revolution and the Negro Revolution. There's a difference. When you study the historic nature of revolutions, the motive of a revolution, the objective of a revolution, and the result of a revolution, and the methods used in a revolution,
when it brings applause, let me change the forecast, Lord. Give me the strength, hurricanes are more. If hurricanes are all that remain in store for me, dang, I guess I'ma bang bang some more. Remember days of yore, disdain for the law, but shit changes never in vain. For moms to get sane, pardon, I switch lanes for the sake of making sure my nephew live it up. I give a fuck if I quiet tuition. Niggas dying if they try my position. I envision benevolence for the hell of it. Endless malevolence for the smell of it. Do you know the scent of
bloodshed? Was no love lost. Was no compromise. Was no negotiation. I'm telling you, you don't know what a revolution is. Cause when you find out what it is, you'll get back in the alley. You'll get out of the way. You haven't got a revolution that doesn't involve bloodshed. And you're afraid to be.
I'm no Fred Hampton Jr., but a Fred Hampton shooter would have been at my bed. I would have been clapped the Ruger. I ain't been Laddie's dude. I never crashed without the tool. A nigga did dirt for pushing up grass and petunias. Revolution revolves around execution. Not involved, gotta execute them. Can't resolve, so it's death they choosing. I can solve it. The solution is all about retribution. When a scourge of the just get just what they deserve, then justice is served, not destitution. Evolution prevails, the ills of what ails, the desolate set precedent. Wanna get to the root, check the present tense. Check the president, nigga, forget hesitance. 10 men can't do what 7 can, but never feel under man. Understand what his heaven said is definite.
You don't know what a revolution is. If you did, you wouldn't use that word. A revolution is blood. Revolution is hostile. Revolution knows no compromise. Revolution overturns and destroys everything that gets in its way.
I'd like to welcome y'all out to Fix That Ass Up Radio, where if you have any problems, feel free to call in and we'll fix that ass up. My name is Nuts Are Bigger Than Yours, and what we got today, we talking about the 20s. And you remember when you was in your 20s? I remember when I was in my 20s. Nah, I'm just playing with you. I'm still in my 20s. So I want everybody in their 20s to call in and let me know what it's like. First caller.
A 23-year-old guy, that's me. I got a part-time job and a degree. And no, it's not the kind of job where I want to be. So when you see me smile, I really want to scream.
Let it out,
I want to run out, but I can't move my feet. I got a lot of style, but not a lot of cheese. And I can't be buying all the clothes that I see, but still look better than them niggas when I'm out.
It is a recession.
Got 2 credit cards with late fees and a gang of chicks that kind of hate me. And a big old car note on the 18th. And I live every day like I'm a damn die. All right, I party at night. I don't like light beer and only drive with my right hand and a light steer. And I say, hey, is anybody out there? Can anyone relate? Let me know.
That was A. Omar calling in, giving us his little tidbits on his life in the 20s. And if you don't know, I am Nuts Are Bigger Than Yours, and this is Big Fat Ass Up Radio. Uh-oh, it looks like we have another caller coming in. Oh, who's it this time, Joe?
We got Ronnie on line one.
Hey, how's life in the 20s, Ronnie?
See, I'm 20-something and I live downtown. My girl nags me ever since she found out I cheated. Got a couple bills in the red and I'm ready to grow up. Ooh. Sorry for the blur, but I'm hurt, right. Cause really I'm wishing I was a baller. Wish I would've called her, but I start like my car, cause it's all out of gas. Oh. Just paid a ticket, saw it chilling on my dash.
Damn.
And it hurts so bad, cause I just bought a jacket and I threw away the tag.
Damn.
But did I mention I rap? I mean I rap and produce. I mean I rap produce, really to stack up loot. Silly reality check. And when I check reality, it's really my text messages. But I'm on break, so I must shake. But if anyone of y'all can relate, let me know.
Man, Ronnie, you really going through it in your 20s. First, your girlfriend mad at you because she cheated on her. And then, you ain't got no gas in your car. Man, that's messed up. But hey, it's all good. We gonna
Nuts are bigger than yours. The last track was A. Omari, My So-Called 20s. That's from the Peanut Butter and Jelly Solution. That is a free album. And before that, what we heard was Jay West, Ready, Set, and that's from an album called Drugs and Candy. I'm sorry. Before that was Nice Guys, Bloodshed. You know what? The whole fucking list will be on the blog. I can't keep up with this shit. I don't know how Peanuts does it, man. I'm telling you. I can't wait. Major, I can't wait till you're back, dude. We need some comedy. Anyway, so the chat, man, everybody's talking about, you know, what did you expect from Drake? And you know what, man? I mean, he started out different. That whole album is chick music. It's about women. It's about love and feelings, and which is fine. R. Kelly does CDs like that too. So does Trey Songz and everybody else. But I don't. To me, I don't call that hip hop. It's got to have some. Maybe I just need some thuggery in my fucking music. Call me fucking crazy. You know, the guy John Garcia on KevinNottingham.com was saying music is about evolution, which I agree. I think he's right. But that doesn't mean hip hop has to become a whole other genre of music for it to evolve. That's just crossbreeding shit. You know, I don't know. I don't agree with it at all. Much love. The write-up was great. Check it out at KevinNottingham.com. Big fan of that site. Those dudes are huge supporters of the underground movement. Tons of music over there all the time. In fact, we're always posting the same shit they are. There's a lot of times we're posting a lot of the same shit they are. So, so let's get back to some more music. This is like a lot of music we got to throw in. I'm actually talking more than I thought I'd be. What we're going to do is we're going to jump into this Red Cafe. The name of the track is called Goddamn, and it's from the album No Witnesses, yet another free album. Check it out. DJ Ill Will.
It's moving. What else? Yeah, it's moving.
What else?
It's moving.
Goddamn, all my niggas gon' ride. That fuckboy shit don't fly. Every day I get money, oh my. Keep a bad chick right on my side. Goddamn, all my niggas gon' ride. That fuckboy shit don't fly. Every day I get money, oh my. Keep a bad chick right on
DJ
my
side.
Up in the morning, smoking on killer. Back where I'm from, I'm a known gorilla. Hey, day and night, a nigga tryin' eat dinner. Ever since I was a pup, I always knew I'd be a winner. Now I fuck with Puff, I'm his right-hand nigga. And the stack so fat, I wish my right hand was bigger. I'ma keep it G. A lot of niggas don't like me, but I don't give a fuck. My slap game like Ike B. Try me, and it'll get ugly like Greg Oden. Bullets make you lose weight. Like if you were Olsen. I ain't gotta call nobody, I ride dolo. Pop, pop, pop at them clowns, they all bozos. Been ghetto F.A. before I met F.A. Now the young G's write about me in they essay. Soaking up this real shit, I'm the big ticket blockbuster, I'm Will Smith. What else?
Goddamn, all my niggas gon' ride. That fuckboy shit don't fly. Every day I get money, oh my. Keep a bad chick right on my side. Goddamn, all my niggas gon' ride. That fuckboy shit don't fly. Every day I get money, oh my. Keep a bad chick right on my side.
Red Cafe, I'm a shooter from the borough. Shake down street fam, whole team thorough. Squeezing Palm Olive, trying to make this thing bubble. And that 16 shot be the only thing I cuddle. Like pumpkin from the flavor of love, I'm a spitter. Meet a bitch, make her break her pockets, then a pimper. Niggas know my name from the Q and D train. From the 2 and 3 train to the convict chain. From the motherfucking work, I'm out laying on the turf. I be trying to kill him twice, I be spraying at the hearse. A nigga long gone, so far, so uncooked raw, that real crook all. No money, get it in a polo sweater, and a Hanes white beat, a straight G, seventh letter. From 216 to the 206, to the fucking hometown of the losing ass Knicks. It's moving.
Goddamn, all my niggas gon' ride. That fuckboy shit don't fly. Every day I get money, oh my. Keep a bad chick right on my side. Goddamn, all my niggas gon' ride. That fuckboy shit don't fly. Every day I get money on my. Keep a bad chick right on my side. Shake down. That's some dedicated soldiers. Ready to ride the fuck out. Weakness compels strength. In the shakedown, there will be no weaknesses. Or you will pay the ultimate price. And please believe there'll be no witnesses.
Baby, can I talk to you for a minute? I know you notice things been tight around here lately. We don't really need all three of these bedrooms. If you really think about it, we could live without it. It's a vacant spot one floor beneath for much more cheap. We could afford it easy. Wouldn't even have to really pack. Borrow your granddad's van or no shit like that. Save $150 each month. Go to Red Lobster and eat what we want. Moved down, gave keys to the landlady, but I kept the spare set that she had gave. It's cheaper, but I actually regret. Couldn't even tell you where the extra money went. Can't go back now, it's too late. New people moved into our old space. Of course, they loud as a sumbitch. Not just partying, they wild on some other shit. They selling something out of there. All night you can hear people up and down the stairs. But shit, I ain't telling them they wrong. I just learned to sleep with the television on. And every single Wednesday they be gone. From 9 till at least about 11 in the morning. Get a little peace from the floorboards creaking and sleeping. Cause it isn't anybody home. Shit, they getting worse lately. They fussing, they cursing, keep waking up the baby. Last Tuesday night a fight broke out. And somebody let off a gun up in the house. And so the very next morning, I listened through the floor till I heard them all leave. Crept upstairs with my old keys. Walked in and helped myself to the whole thing. Half pint of weed, a big coke stash. New 45 and a little stack of cash. Caught me a cab over to St. Paul. Selling them things that cheap, man, it ain't hard. Came home with close to 4 G's. Plus saved my man a taste of the trees. And I can hear him going crazy upstairs. Probably should have just kept our ass up there.
Jack it all up. That was Brother Ali. Name of the track is House Keys. That was off of the Us album. You can buy that one off of iTunes. Yet another independent artist that needs your support, man. Before that was Red Cafe. Goddamn. I don't even know what's going on with Red Cafe. Is he with Universal or some shit? I don't know what's going on with him. You guys in the chat are fucking crazy. I've heard everything that... let's see. Kanye is everything from a B-boy to the gay rapper. You guys are nuts, man. Anyway, so a lot of stuff's been going down, man. I listened to something on NPR the other day. Yep, that's right. I listened to NPR Pause. But this dude named Gerald Casale, who is the, or Casale, I'm not sure how to pronounce his last name, but he is the lead singer of a group called Devo, who was huge in the 80s. And they were interviewing him, and he was talking about the death of the music industry and the depreciation of music. Check this out.
The functions of labels are almost gone. People have devalued music in terms of its cultural importance, and they feel they shouldn't even have to pay for it. And with all the home recording techniques, everybody puts out CDs, and everybody thinks they can become the next huge act by using social networking like Facebook or MySpace. And it's all largely an illusion. What's happened is that so many CDs are put out per month, possibly like 10,000 a month. Nobody can possibly even know half the music that exists out there. And so marketing is everything. Marketing is the end-all, be-all of our society.
Now, Go ahead. Rewind that on your iPod. I'll give you a second and think about that. This dude, to me, sounds like an extremely bitter 80s musician who's pissed because he got drowned out by the new industry. And now what he's doing is he's trying to say that us, the fans, have ruined music. We've ruined it. And the people who love music that are putting out CD after CD every single day are devaluing music. I mean, they're making it harder to find the good shit, but there is a lot more good shit to find out there as a result of people being able to do this shit out of their house instead of having to pay thousands and thousands of dollars to go into a studio. How do you feel about the Gerald Casale thing, man? To me, it's irritating as piss, and it makes me want to jump into another fucking track. Here's a new one by Danny Brown. New to us. This came off of the Hybrid album, another free album. What Up Again to Detroit. Listen to the lyrics on this one.
Looking at this pill in the middle of my palm. Popping to some cola, 30 minutes to be on. Staring at the sidekick, words come to me. Rolling up a swisher, puffing on the Lucy. Got a nigga focused, feeling alright. With this type of feeling, I can write all night. I never had a problem with paying attention. Popped the Adderall, then I wrote a verse in minutes. Play this in your iPod, not an off Vicodin. Man, this shit legal, it must be alright then. Nigga, yeah, right. This shit even worse. When doc for your prescription, your addiction was birthed. Turn your kids to fiends with a drug called Ritalin. This is for my niggas popping Xannies, not remembering what they did last night. Pills and orange tubes got the government right. They say it's no stopping from starting Oxycontins. They in trailer park sniffing it with rogue dollars. All about a dollar, biggest dealers in the world. The ones that supply you when you got a fucking cold. I can't feel when I'm off this pill. No doubt I done them all. Xanny bars, Adderalls. My mind drifts, let it dissolve in what I sip. My soul blowing in the wind, eat pills and Vicodins. They say I might go out like Heath Ledger, laughing at the Joker off an antidepressant. And if you can't sleep, they got a pill for that. Brown good ain't popping Enzyte to get my dick fat. Fags take hormones to grow a set of titties. Got a pill to make your dick hard when you're 60. Now tell me, do that add up, G, when they lock your ass up for a dime bag of weed? Teen girls take birth control, killing off the seeds. Got her looking 20 when she only 15. They got illegal ones like X and mescaline. In my teens, my homie took one, he did 15. My granny turned out on them blood pressure pills. And if she don't pop them, she might not be here. But is it really helping make a nigga shed a tear? I wonder, do they make a pill to take away your fears? I can't feel when I'm off this pill. No doubt I done them all. Xanny bars, Adderalls. My mind drifts, let it dissolve in what I sip. My soul blowing in the wind, eat pills and Vicodins.
Check it out though. one day my soul just opened up. I overstood why the black fam was broken up. The CIA had my kinfolk smoking up. Welfare recipients kept us just broken up. As a result, we did the best we could. We walked around being proud we hood. All part of the design. It was hard enough to get off swine. Half of my fam doing years off crime. All seen through these young eyes. Here lies the thin line between good and evil. All it takes is one time to each, right? I was seeking a deeper insight, knowing myself better, so a change of what the pen write. Caring for others, shit, I even shed tears for the mothers who lost kids to the streets and long beds. Just part of my surrender, emotional, was born in September. I'm just a black man trying to remember you. Out the womb into bondage, they want you to forget who you are, but overstand, that's not true. You not a hoe, bitch, pimp or thug on the block, that's gotta stop, that's not true. It's all part of their plan, telling us we three-fifths of a man, but overstand, that's not you. You were God, God is here. They know that's why life's the hardest, but overstand, that's not you. Hey yo, I speak with a conscious tongue. You ask why we under attack? Simply, we the darkest one. Blue flame in the middle, the main part of the riddle. So don't believe all that fake nonsense they give you. Like God ain't in you. Ain't it ourself, Lord and Master? Time ain't speeding, they killing us faster. Start fear for man-made disasters. Indoctrinate the peoples with their agents who be posing as pastors. This is spiritual warfare. So grandma kept her a bottle to bless the gods before she took a taste. And I could tell the way she loved me, I'd be something great. I built my kinfolk a shrine from when we meditate. Trying to remember what they thought we forgot. That's total recall. Yeah, this is part of their plot, hoping that we fall. Conditioned lifestyle, up and down like a seesaw. Original man, that's who we are. Out the womb into bondage, they want you to forget who you are. But overstand, that's not true. You not a hoe, bitch, pimp or thug on the block. That's gotta stop, that's not true. It's all part of their plan, telling us we three-fifths of a man. But overstand, that's not true. You a God, God is here. They know that's why life's the hardest. But overstand, that's not you. Here's a quiet revolution, you apply it when you use it. Written communication, I relay it through the music. You take what's in your conscience, you put that up on notice. Take it to your county, let them publicly record it. A clear affirmation, not a mere accusation. Authenticated document, sealed by corporation, which identifies the living from the fiction. A clear declaration, that's in either jurisdiction. Real, recognized, real, true. I took that from the basics, procedurally and psychologically, living this matrix. In other words, the Wizard of Oz, Death Squad. Homeland security, caveman against guards, to enslave man with just jobs. They take all your assets, want us all cooning, living ass backwards. One world, chipped up slaves, paying them taxes. But now it's time we plant new seeds on greener pastures. Out the womb into bondage, they want you to forget who you are. But overstand, that's not true. You not a hoe, bitch, pimp or thug on the block. That's gotta stop, that's not true. It's all part of their plan, telling us we three-fifths of a man. But overstand, that's not you. You a God, God is here. They know that's why life's the hardest. But overstand, that's not you.
Kill Ripken. Way to play on another dude's name. Name of the track's Not You. It's from his upcoming project, Balancing Act. I like that shit. Anyway, I talked a lot more than we will be on these future mini episodes, man. So, don't get used to it. Because I don't like talking by myself, man. It's much more fun when everybody's in here. So, yeah, email or get on Twitter or get on our Facebook pages. It's twitter.com/hoodhype, facebook.com/hoodhype, myspace.com/hoodhype, youtube.com/hoodhype, blog. Yeah, get at us. If you got any responses to these topics about Gerald Cassell or the Drake thing. And then my last thing before we spin the last track is, man, did anybody hear the Dr. Dre Jay-Z song that came out, that Under Pressure? And man, I heard that, and that cannot be a Chronic track. You listen to the production, man. Google it. If you take a second to Google it, look up Dr. Dre featuring Jay-Z. The name of the track's Under Pressure. And then look it up and listen to it for a second. And tell me if that's something that you'd expect to hear on Detox. Because to me, D, see, I was talking to D, and he was like, man, you built up Detox in your mind so bad that don't matter what he puts out, it's going to sound like shit to you. But I'm like, man, put that up against any track on Chronic 2001. Put that up against any track on Chronic. Shit, put that up against any track on the Aftermath compilation, man. That shit's weak. The bars are all right. The beat is shit. So, I don't know, man. I would love to hear how you guys feel about that. Drop me an email, jmac@hoodhype.com, or drop us an email, info@hoodhype.com, or hit us up on Twitter, whatever. Let me know how you feel about it, man. We'll talk about it next show. And, shit, I think that's it, man. Next time we do this mini episode, which will be the episode after this, it's just going to be a brief intro, and it's going to be track after track after track after track, and that's the end of it. You can get the whole playlist, those tracks we spun, almost every single, all but one. All these tracks came from free albums, man. I've listed 8 different tracks. That's 8 free albums that are out there of hot shit. So keep your eyes peeled. Watch the Hood Hype blog at hoodhype.com/blog and all that good stuff. This last track is kind of funky, but I like it a lot, man. It's the Corrupt. It's Corrupt. The name of the track's 2 Turntables and a Microphone, and it's off the 420 mixtape prequel to Streetlights. I wasn't expecting this out of Corrupt after hearing that Corrupt with DJ Quick album. But man, he brought some shit on this one. So we're going to close it out with this. Thank you guys for tuning in. We didn't do anything on AOL, so I'm sorry the chat's been kind of quiet. But take it easy, guys. We'll talk to you soon, man. I'll post this right up on the podcast for anybody who didn't get a chance. And that's it, man. This is Mac. I'm out. Twitter.com/JMacHH. Talk to you guys later. Hoodhype.com.
All we do is smoke weed, bang oldies, make money.
Nigga, you can't forget about the money.
Oh, I couldn't forget about making the money, Fingers McGee.
Nah.
What's cracking? I'm DJ Crazy Tunes.
Remains number
this
one.
This another motherfucking blog. What up, Mr. Chop Loke?
And we like to say, nah, straight up, a plus of real hip-hop.
Check this out.
Check it out, y'all. Make some noise.
Co-op, nigga. Co-op, nigga.
I cut the style up and DJ with it.
DJ Crazy Tunes bringing you
hip-hop.
Yo,
hip-hop.
Co-op.
Yo,
we are
hip-hop.
Millimeters, 2 9s, duffels, a couple Chevys. Heavy duty on my hood duty, I'm packed up and ready. Hey, Tunes, tell them quit it. Forget it before they feel it. Murder mashes loose in the building, nigga feeling like hecklers get the heckling. Codge heckling, Jekyll ass niggas end up in spectacles. Let us go. If you wanna get technical, nigga, just let us know. Cause technically, unexpectedly, injecting the plot. I don't need a tech to be sticking niggas like tetanus shots.
It takes two to make a thing.
You ain't never lied. Civil, you murder mindset. I set off a time warp, time and space eclipse. Wait.
Hello.
D-E-G-C.
Rock the house.
Drop Young Gotti.
Hello.
Are you guys ready for some lyrics?
Yep.
Check this
man,
out.
We ain't all about gang banging, hanging, slanging, remaining a mental cell. Disdain frame of explaining my mental dwells. Refraining from acceleration, unable to excel. To please me, it takes more. Banging's too easy. 5 niggas around me, 7 niggas that hound me. Hard to get around, seeing 10 or 12. Following men that fail. Following men that fail. Following men that failed. Now, can you pay attention long enough for intervention to settle into a whole nother infinitive level? Or should I get the shovel out early and start shoveling, opening up a space for all your homies to settle in? Maybe it's just the fact that me and Tunes is over it. We ready for that next level of full over bubbling. The party just popped. Is that where it's cracking? Put Tunes on the table and let's just see what happens. 5 seconds later, Corrupt is ready for action. Poisonous poetry, positive satisfaction. Happens every time Corrupt is spilling these rhymes. Either these lines are too far-fetched to catch at times. Or you just can't catch up or either just ain't trying. Either way, I gotta spray minds line for line. It's hard to comprehend meditation, concentration, immobilization. It's hard to move up out of the way when rhymes spray like caves. The whole sound barrier's caved in, trust me. Don't play my games or try to touch me. I'm lava, I'm magma, I don't need a magnum revolver. My problem solvers up in the cabin. It's 2 turntables in the microphone. Don't rush me, trust me, rhymes pierce the mind like chromes. Check it, classic Zeta James and Cadillac Records. But we still hood, we'll break your jaw if you disrespect us. So the best thing to do, my niggas, don't disrespect it. Cause life is short like Newport, cancer infected. Hit this nigga up top of the head.
Oh, they all, wait. Fuck up. Hold on, these niggas ain't ready. Yeah. Out. Oh.